Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Anita. Welcome to Ramble. Another day, another starting 20 seconds late. And I apologize. Anyway, today's episode will be about clients. Not every client is worth having, and I learned that too. Well, no, another bad client reinforced that. I make body products along with hosting this show, which I truly enjoy, and I actually enjoy making body products sometimes. Yeah. But anyway, so the clients I've had some good ones that I truly enjoy as people. I've made the mistake of the eating, and I'm not sure if anybody knows that quote of don't blink while you eat. Well, yeah, I did that, and I lost a client, and it was completely and totally my fault because you can't make any kind of joke with a client, no matter how much you think they're your friend. They're really not. They can become friends, but that takes years and years and not a couple of months, especially when there are red flags in the past. That can be talked about later. Good clients. It's a symbiotic relationship because if you have a good experience with a client, 9 times out of 10, you'll give good service. You know, if you have a bad experience with a client, then you don't really want to give good service. And I know it's petty and everybody's like, the client is always right. No, and we've discussed that a little bit in my snowflake episode, if you'd like to check it out. And not even the snowflakes, it's the ones who don't respect your time, the ones who are just rude. I had a New Yorker, and not every New Yorker is bad, but this one was cheap and whiny. And I don't know if you guys have watched The Big C, but there was a quote, you can be skinny as a bee and a bee, you can be fat and jolly, but you can't be fat and be a bee. Because this is G-rated, I can't use the term I want to use. Or the term the person used in the show, so I won't. I'll just have to use the B word, which just waters down. So if you're paying a lot, people will be more willing to tolerate. That doesn't mean they will tolerate. But this one did not tip, did not pay the full back, and was lying. And I was like, you're not a client worth having. And I let them go. And that's a hard thing because you're brought up with the client is always right. That's for the last 180 to 100 years of business, that is what you've been told. The client is always right. Here's the thing. The client has the right to be wrong. Not every client is worth having. There was an article in Inc. about that. If one client is 80% of your trouble, you don't have the energy for the other 50% or however many other clients. So you're not really making any money. It's like, but this client, no, they're not. They're wasting your time. They're annoying and whiny. They don't want to hear it because of preconceived bias and prejudice. So, and besides the cheap New Yorker, I have had the excuse client. This client has given so many excuses. I wanted to have a 1-800 number that starts out. You have reached Anita Services. If you would like to, depending on your service, on your excuse for today, if you'd like to use health, please press 1. For health, that includes flesh-eating viruses. Yes, I've had that as an excuse. Your daughter developing gout and her girlfriend being, and your 40-year-old daughter developing gout. Another excuse. Your depression acting up. And last but not least, a case of pneumonia because of said flesh-eating virus. These are all in the past year with this one client. Another client, and this is part 2 on my 1-800 service, press 2 for computer issues. My computer messed up. Press 3 for just being late and not feeling like calling, or in my case, FaceTiming or emailing. 4 for not paying attention, and by not paying attention, hitting a dog. Yes, I have had that excuse. That's why I have a spreadsheet of them. It has gotten and let's not forget work-related, along with the computer, there has been the work-related issue of even though it's my day off as a manager, I am unable to come to your services because the water pipe burst at my job. Moment of silence. Yep, I have heard everyone. I can't send you the spreadsheet because it has their numbers and real names, but yes, I do have that, and it's sad that you have to have that. But it's like laughing from crying. I've known some other business people. They've had excuses of, oh, I was late because of because I was getting a new cell phone. You couldn't call? You couldn't call, email, carrier pigeon, something? That's just rude. But you expect everybody to kiss your butt because I'm a client. And it doesn't matter if I disrespect your time. I don't want to deal with you. Part of owning a business is owning the fact that you control how people treat you. If this client treats you bad, it's not going to get better. The client I had today was very annoying, and I finally, and maybe my period's not due, but I did eat a bunch of pumpkin, like a bottle of pumpkin cookie dough. Not healthy, but also good. I think it had crack in it. I know I shouldn't make crack jokes, but that stuff is so good and sweet and anyway, so yeah, this client would not send me a phone number because I finally got Google Hangouts so I can make calls. And I prefer talking to my clients on the phone, you know, getting to court them their interest, which is another part of the topic, is courting a client. So no, disregarded my request. Then it's like, well, I want to put, okay, fine, but I don't feel like your phone number. Then it was like, oh, well, insert excuse here. And finally, I was like, you know what? Thank you for wanting me to have a good day. Please delete my information. I consider it rude for you to waste my time. And then he was like, well, you were mean. How was I mean? You disrespected my time. The fact that you disregarded what I requested and my time. And then guys act like it's a gender thing. No, it's about, you know, courtesy. If somebody asks, and you just disregard, that means you don't respect them. And frankly, I should have followed my instincts with that client because it would have saved me frustration. It probably would have also given up a few seconds of this show, which, I mean, I was 20 seconds late starting it anyway. But, yeah, that client did that. And I'm like, you know what? I don't even want to deal with you as a client. Please delete my information because this person showed me what kind of client they were in the introduction. It's just like dating. You know, if the person's rude to the servant, what makes you think they won't turn around and be rude to you when you're dating? Just like, okay, you're my client. This is the honeymoon. We're getting a feel of each other, knowing each other's quirks and stuff. Why even waste this business relationship? I'm not even sure if I want my product or time associated with you. And that's another thing. Crap quality client. Don't think of, I don't want my brand associated with you. And people got mad at Marc Jacobs, and I get it because I felt like that was disrespectful, his appropriation of Black culture. But he didn't want his brand and a lot of others associated with a certain lifestyle. I don't want my brand associated with the quality level of clients. It's not about race. It's about if this client's rude, if this client is constantly late. No, it's too much of an aggravation to deal with that kind of client, and I'd rather not. And the money, yeah, when you're starting out a business, you do need money, but it's like this, you want the strength that's attached with that money. I mean, it's like Vladimir Putin, blah, 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 and Donald Trump, he wanted that money. And yeah, everybody knows Donald Trump got money from Vladimir Putin. What bank in America is going to lend him money given its history? But hypothetically, whatever. Anyway, those strings attached, it's just not worth the headache. I don't feel like wasting this resource, which is my time, on this. I can court quality, good quality clients, which I have a couple of. They are the people who not really make, but empower me to continue my business. Because this is, when you work for yourself, it's hard. Sometimes you do want to quit. Sometimes, you know, reading, if you're going to cry, go in the restroom, Kelly Couture's if you're going to cry, go outside and other things you never do. There will be days when you just want to cry when you're running your own business and every possible thing goes wrong. I mean, I've had it where it has went wrong. I have caught the wrong bus. I've been super early. It's happened. And then you add along with that professional, and I know professional is not a word, but it's the one, and everybody knows a professional person. Come on now. Okay, and for those who don't know, professional are the people who pretend to be professional. They're like the newly rich bougie people who just get money, but they're in a professional setting, so they try to be professional, even though it reeks of no. You're just newly, and you're on your high horse, and you don't know what you're, no. And they'll try to, and it's like, you're just a waste of my damn time. No. So, yeah, just remember there, follow your instincts, and remember, not every client is worth having. The good quality ones, it's an energy thing. You put out energy for the good ones, it's symbiotic. You get stuff, good stuff from them. It may not be money. It may be supplies. It may be recommendations. It may be other good clients, and that makes it easier to court them versus dealing with the clients who are the quote from the big C, and you're just, the only thing you're getting is headaches and hair pulling. And not even the fun hair pulling, but the this person stresses me out, I don't want to pick up the phone pulling. That's not good. It is annoying. Those people are, no, the bad. They don't pay you enough. They're, you know, in a way, they're worse than low pays and no pays, because that's exact. They are temp low pays and no pays. And they can recommend others. So then you have 50 low pays and at one time. I was like, no. My co-host is here laying down. He had his bath. I still think he should run for president. But, yeah, those excuses and everything, pull the plug, not worth your aggravation. Work for and put the energy out for the good clients. Call, make them feel special enough to stay in business. If they don't, if a client does not respect your time, they're not a client worth having. They're not somebody who you want in your life. Because even though it's like, that's my work life, operative word is not work, it's life. Because it will spill out into your real life. The time you spend away from family, friends, interest, or whatever is gone because of those crap quality clients. And because of going back to the quote from Dale Carnegie, and yes, it was Dale, I will clarify, it was Dale Carnegie in Think and Grow Rich. About the 90-second, and I thought I'd set this for 30 minutes because of the whole thing with Trump, but that's a blessing. Anyway, so his quote, people have their own preconceived bias and prejudice. That's true. Because of my preconceived bias and prejudice, you are a client that is simply not worth having. I will, and my instincts told me this, and I'm not going to waste my time, and I hope as my listeners, you do not waste your time on crap quotes. And I'm having a hard time talking, even though I hope to show. I hope, as my listeners, you do not waste your time on any more crap quality clients, because it's not the headache, the stress, the pills, the what. It's not worth it. It really isn't. All that money that they may or may not give you, and if they don't give it to you, it's like, why am I here? No, not worth it. Anyway, I'm Anita. This is Rambles. I've got 10 seconds left, and I hope you guys have a great day. Okay. Oh, wow, 21 seconds. Anyway, so, yeah, I'm Anita. This is Rambles. I hope you guys have a great Sunday, and I'll be quiet when the election's over. 10-second mark, almost over. Just remember that. Maybe discussing it next month. How it'll be over by my next, possibly over by my next show. I am so excited. Talk to you guys later. Okay.